It's time for the little known black history fact. We celebrate black history every day on the TJMS. We are in Shreveport. Guess who's from Shreveport?
Who's from Shreveport?
Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran from Shreveport.
If it doesn't fit.
If it don't fit, you must quit.
Yeah, he was born in Shreveport October 2nd, 1937.
Wow.
When he was 12, the family moved to Los Angeles. Johnny Cochran obtained his undergrad degree from UCLA and his law degree from Loyola. He's a pioneer, a legal pioneer.
Yes, he is. Or was.
His the O.J. case, the Snoop Dogg case, Sean Diddy Combs, Tupac, former boxing champ Riddick Bowe, just some of the people that he defended.
Do you think he could have gotten O.J. off on the second trial plan?
For the reason he's in prison now?
Yeah, for the reason he's in prison now. You think so?
You know, if he got him off of murder.
Yeah, if he got him off of the murder of this.
He could have. He might have, player.
What would be the rhyme? You can't acquit because that's his.
What?
You must acquit
because
the man
that's
stole his.
His
own.
Because the man stole his own. That would be the rhyme.
That would be the rhyme.
It's got to be legit you when must, he steals his own.
You know what I'm talking about.
If Johnny Cochran were alive today, that's a great question.
That is. Could he get him off today? Yes.
I think so.
I would think so. It'd be a different rhyme, though, huh?
Yeah, it'd be a different rhyme. They found out that 11 of the footballs that the New England Patriots had of the 12 were deflated.
Mm-hmm.
They were soft.
They were softballs.
Now, there's got to be something to that because the Patriots are known to be cheaters.
Yeah.
There's got to be something to this.
Okay.
11 of the 12.
Okay, but there's also something to this. 45 to 7.
What would Johnny Cochran say about that?
The balls are flat. You got to deal with that.
Sybil. 45-7.
45-7.
That's the bottom line.
Yes.
So, but I'm still saying it would not have been 45-7 if all the balls had been properly inflated.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I really think that.
What would have been the score?
Sybil, it wouldn't have mattered.
I don't think
it wouldn't have mattered if
the balls were flat like they come out the box.
I don't care if it were imaginary balls. You know how you
at work when you play imaginary football?
When you play imaginary football, go down.
Go deep.
Go down to the.
And I got it.
Turn left and keep. I don't care if it was an imaginary ball. The score
would have still been.
Indianapolis, be like the Cowboys. Just get over it. And go on home and try to do it next season.
Yeah.
Talk about, the balls were flat. That's why they beat the hell out of us.
But you know what? If a man had used that same excuse.
You know my balls.